On this day, July 26, 1588, a man is knighted who started the slave trade from his vessel, the good ship Jesus. So how do we interpret a life lived in a time when corruption is sanctioned by religion, honored by kings, and praised by common people? We'll talk about it. Let's get started. The English defeated the Spanish Armada in 1588, and shortly after, one of the English heroes of the battle, John Hawkins, was knighted for his leadership. It was on this day, July 26, 1588, that he received those honors. John Hawkins played a huge role in the colonization of America. His story is about bravery, honesty, and a corrupt religion that praised pirating and slavery in his day. Let's talk about it. Spain ruled the seas at the beginning of the 1500s, and her ships explored more of the New World than any other nation, and they were carrying back to Spain the spoils of gold, silver, and precious stones. Now, there was only one problem. Spain was spending all her riches funding wars and defending her American colonies. War is an expensive business, I'll tell you. Well, Spain's power began to decline, and as the Spanish grew weaker, the English sea captains grew bolder. And by the mid-1500s, English captains started to intercept Spanish ships carrying riches from the New World to Spain and basically plundered them. And this was done even though the two countries were at peace. Now, today we'd condemn such behavior, but in those days, when the English buccaneers arrived in their home ports with the stolen spoils, they were welcomed by the sovereigns while the people praised them as heroes. Now, these pirating ventures cost Spain wealth, while at the same time sharpened the war skills of the English sailors. John Hawkins, the man of our story, was one of those sailors. He was one of the boldest and bravest fighters of his time. Now, one time he commanded 5 ships, which took on 13 Spanish ships, and won. That's how good he was. Well, around 1560, during the reign of Elizabeth, the English started turning their eyes toward America again. They didn't do much about the discoveries of John Cabot for over 60 years. About this time, John Hawkins started capturing black people off the coast of Guinea and brought them to the West Indies to sell them to the Spanish colonies as slaves. Now, just as people didn't see anything wrong with pirating in those days, neither did they see anything wrong with slavery. Keeping a slave or keeping a horse, what's the big difference? You know, what's the difference? A horse or a slave, so what? Well, when John Hawkins was knighted, he took as his coat of arms a picture of a bound, captive black man. He was known as an honest and pious man in his day. However, he actually was proud that he opened up the profitable slave trade to England. Now, today, we'd view a man who did this as an extremely wicked man. We wouldn't call him honest or pious. But in Hawkins' day, religion promoted slavery and plunder, and his slave ship was actually named the Good Ship Jesus. He was an honest man, and he honestly thought he was doing something that was good. Well, here's the good news. The fact that we call that behavior evil today is a sign that we've improved in our morals as well as our understanding of religion. But we must remember that sometimes change is slow, so we must be patient. John Hawkins was one of the founders of a slave trade which was carried on in the American colonies. The importing of slaves was eventually forbidden after 1808. It was written into the U.S. Constitution. Now, finally, after the Civil War, it was ended permanently. So ending the slave trade was slow, and a lot of people didn't like it, but it was ended after time. So, we must interpret the life of Sir John Hawkins in the spirit of his times. I bet if he were born in 1970, and he were alive today, he might be as anti-slavery as we are today. And just maybe, if you and I were born in the 1500s, we might have done what Sir John Hawkins did. Dare I say? I hope we wouldn't, but we just might have, considering if we had lived in his times. One thing about history, it keeps us humble.